How wonderful to be with you. How wonderful to be together. There are many potential results from meditation training, from mindfulness. Essentially, that's what meditation training is. One of the Tibetan teachers that I listen to frequently, he has retranslated the Tibetan term gom, which usually is translated as meditation, to habituation. Habituation. And when he said why he is going to use that word from now on, he explained that that's exactly what meditation training is, that it is to train the mind through, taming and training to not always be veering towards that which is false, first off, to not see things as they are. And then to put emotion and habituated consciousness patterns, in motion. So because those are habituated instead of the undoing of those habits and a retraining, thus creating more helpful, more illumined, more liberating habits of consciousness then and habits of mind and emotions and behavior, etc., of perceptions and so forth, then we're stuck with the habits we have internally as well as externally. And with this bad fall that I had in the beginning of February, that has had many opportunities in this very slow healing process to reveal itself, that the habits habituated through meditation training are liberating, are freeing, are more supportive of well-being than habits of consciousness I had, let's say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe even last month. I mean, I don't know. So I want to put that forward as we look at this quote again from Buddha Shakyamuni, luminous as the mind brightly shining. Are the patterns in our mind, in our emotions, in our behaviors, our patterns of perception, our patterns of how we look at ourselves, and so forth, are they liberating? Do they liberate you? Or do they re-entangle you on a pretty consistent basis? And that's an important question. That's not a judging question. It is an analytical, it is a straightforward question. It kind of is it daytime or is it night? In the night, we stumble around because we can't really see very well. We can hurt ourselves. And what's interesting with this bad fall was that it wasn't that I did anything stupid. It wasn't that I did anything I shouldn't have been doing. Not really, truthfully, not out of excusing myself. It was about, how an electric door works, what it can and can't see. And I'll be the first to say that there's been tremendous blessings that have come from this. There's still ongoing constant discomfort. But again, because of the way that one can use their mind, the way that one can be entangled in the discomfort and the dysfunction, or, and you know, whatever might come with that, self-pity and all that kind of thing too. But, or one has choice, going back to Tuesday's meditation. So back to the question, and let's start to contemplate it. Is how you use your mind, your emotions, and your modes of perception, you personally. As a general statement, like again, remember the 51%? Would we say that 51% of the time, those habits are liberating, freeing, disentangling for oneself as well as possibly for others, but keep it to oneself primarily? Or are they entangling? Not liberating. Again, that question is not with judgment. We're just looking at it very straightforward. And if one's response to oneself is that there is a greater majority, or a majority of the time, are habits of mind, habits of emotion, patterns of behavior, perception, etc., that they are not liberating, then the question is why? Why is that our choice? And if the response to ourselves was yes, the majority of the time, my habits and mind, etc., are liberating, not entangling, then the question to further that would be how? How have you accomplished that? And how? And is that accomplishment itself its own furthering of the same? Just like if we are in the entangling, that entangling is the majority, then that also is a how. It will reinvest in itself, right? It will only create more entanglement. It will be hard to disentangle. And same with liberation. In other words, it reinvests in itself. And let us look at that very straightforward also. That whichever is the majority, it reinvests in itself. It reasserts itself. It wants to foster all those habits of consciousness, want to foster and only know how to foster more of the same. So then, which, depending on which is the majority, entanglement or liberation, freedom, freeing. That's what we end up with. And so it comes down to, in a certain way, are we using our mind, our awareness, brightly? And have we enough self-kindness to ask these questions without judgment, which of course we've been brought up in a culture that judges original sin and all that kind of stuff too. Can we just look at it plainly? And smile with whichever answer we end up with. Because the answer is an illumination, no matter whether it was the answer of entanglement or the answer of liberation. We see it plainly now. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. And we have habituated ourselves, gom, the Tibetan word gom. We have habituated ourselves to that. We've been doing it for a long time. Smile, take a long, slow, deep breath. And that tool, that presence is available to us whenever we choose. And simply abide in this luminous space. Again, luminous is not necessarily visual. And so that right there. Well, if the term luminous is not limited to visual, which is the common interpretation, then what is your experience? Luminous is the mind, brightly shining. And the mind includes all emotions, sensations, perception, all habits of awareness and consciousness. Luminous is the mind, brightly shining. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Our life is actually so straightforward. It's not mystical, it's not mysterious. And I'm not saying anything negative, I'm not taking away the grandeur or the wonder or how amazing and awesome, awe-inspiring as well, that life, to be alive, and all that goes with that is, not at all, but it's not mysterious. It's not mythical or exotic. It's very straightforward. Causes and conditions fundamentally, and they bring results. And we can smile with that as we are practicing GOM habits, looking at our habits, wanting to upgrade those habits to ones of liberation and freeing. Because if we are freeing ourselves, we can rest assured that it is bringing benefit to others. Because we are all interdependent. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day.